Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the NFL Spread Show. I'm Kev Manning from the Lingus Mafia Podcast, along with Prognosticator. Is it Prognosticator or Prognosticator? What is it?
Prognosticator?
Something like that. Billy Bobby. Prognosticator. Oh, it was a horrible week this last week for me, especially gambling. Holy smoke. I had a rough one. I had a real rough
one. Yeah. You know what? I'll explain my exact situation of what ended up happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost on a Thursday, and that only took me to like 23-7 on the year. So like I was, you know, and it was a case of they should have covered because I should have gone for it in 4th and inches and they would have won the game there and then. We saw a bit of that this week where actually a team did go for it and they should have kicked a field goal against Minnesota against Seattle. But anyway, so Thursday started bad and then I pretty much clawed it all back. I had a little 2-1, a 2-1 run, lost the teaser with Kansas City, and then we got to the lock and I was about to go 1.5 units down on the Seahawks, and then I played an in-play just for 10 pounds on Seattle to win the game when Minnesota were 3rd and 4. And they were probably going to kick a field goal and be 8 behind. So Russell Wilson needed to score and convert the and convert the 2 points, right? They didn't make it. They didn't go for the field goal and didn't get it. And Wilson goes up the other end and scores, and they win by 1. So we land that. That completely wipes out the entire stake on the lock because it was a double lock for me and you.
Jesus.
So it was double stakes. And we won all of the double stakes back. And then I have a teaser riding and I just need New Orleans to win by 1.5 point. So I'm going to be in profit by a marginal amount of 0.5 unit. And I could then turn around and say, I've made profit for every single week in the NFL 5 weeks in. What I decide to do is I talk myself into about 2 hours before the game that Herbert is going to go down to New Orleans and he's not going to be able to cope with the situation of being in New Orleans and playing there. And Drew Brees is going to wake up and then
light them up.
It's going to be a big blowout on Monday night with the Saints on TV, and this kid's going to be welcome to the NFL. Well, that didn't happen. So I end up landing the teaser, but I end up losing more than I win. So I'm just marginally down. But I get another chance because the easiest game of the week is coming up. And the fucking Titans haven't trained for about 2 weeks.
Fucking easy money. Fucking free money.
God has given me the gift. So I don't... No, you know what? I don't just play the game. I play the Bills -3. I play the Bills first half.
Ooh.
I play the Bills to get over 26.5 points total in the game.
Ooh.
I just get
everything. You're like, I'm making up for the whole weekend in one game.
Yeah, so then I really did lose it. And there was no game on Wednesday to get it back.
You're like, is there another one coming?
And I was out of the hole because I just needed to save with my 1.5 and then I could make my claim. But it's almost like the pressure's gone now because the stupid thing I'd been so cool and collective and just been easing the way through this league, and I was like, is this really gonna be this easy all season? Because this is normally the hardest sport that I bet, because this shit can be literally, as the phrase goes, any given Sunday. It just throws up web. But I was just like, whoa, what's going on with the NFL this week? Either it's really easy or I'm really bang on top of it. This is the wake-up call.
I turned into a degenerate because as I start losing, I go, I'm now chasing. I'm getting it back. And so Monday, ooh, fuck, I did it again. And then, ooh, Tuesday. And while I'm doing my Lingus Mafia podcast, I'm on the... And I go... Oh, is the game? They're talking about the game, and I go, "Is it started?" And they go, "No, it's like a half hour." And I go, "Ooh, let's do some live gambling on the show." And I pull it up, and I go, "How much should I bet on this? This is an easy one, right?" And we're like, 30. And then Faust goes, "It's not my money. Fuck it, 40." I go, "Yeah, you're right. Fuck." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so glad I bet on them, motherfucker." I'm like, ugh. "So yeah, my now I'm just like under $200 when I got it to 400 from 100. I'm still in the plus overall, but motherfucker. You know, oh, I'm trying to get up.
I mean, my ATS week is 2 and 3, so like I'm 25 and 10 on the year. So I don't think anybody can be in a position where they're complaining
going
about
crazy. That's
20,
yeah,
that's 25 out of 35 plays that I've made against the spread that have been correct. But the point is that I was completely out of this situation. And the other thing was is that, so I had some people in my group chat and they know we do in plays, mm-hmm, and sometimes they miss them and sometimes they don't. But I think that like it's your responsibility to be
adhered to it.
And Sunday Night Football, I think like if you're subscribed to a betting site and you're paying per month and they in plays as part of the service, you should be completely engaged. Yes.
100%.
I'll turn it up football. But I still got these messages from these people who are like, oh, I didn't get that, or I couldn't get that in time, or I wasn't.
I'd shrug at that point. Oh, well, what the fuck do you want from me? A personal phone call? What the fuck?
Exactly. So, but this got in my head, and this was like, okay, so let's not just win a half unit this week. Let's not make a little bit of profit. Let's get well over so everybody can say it. Like nobody can say it. Like, so we didn't do it with an in play. We did it all with plays that were laid out from the beginning. So mm-hmm, everybody here makes a profit. It was so fucking dumb. I don't think I would have. I don't know though, but because, and again, I didn't feel like I was gambling. I felt really good about those situations with New Orleans and Buffalo. Like I didn't feel.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they were like the okay slam dunks because I had all these teams and I like bet all the games practically. Fucking nobody covered. I was like on all the favorites, but like no one covered anything practically. And I'm like, there's like two games. None. And I'm like, oh, great. And the one I don't think I bet on was Baltimore because I was like, I could see it. You know, I could see they get bit a little bit and then they blow them out. So I'm like, fuck. And I mean, the Chiefs lose to the fucking Raiders. What the fuck? So these things happen. So we'll get back on track this week and start going. I'm a little...
And that's the thing. I almost want to tell myself that, like, I'm still 100% on football overall because the guys had a 3-0 sweep in college. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to tell myself that because I feel like the pressure's alleviated now. Because here's the thing. Even if it had been a horrible game, like... let's pick one out here. It's horrible. Bears Panthers is horrible this week. Mm-hmm. If it had been Bears Panthers on Monday, I think I probably would have just said to myself, I think I still would have turned around and said, no, I should have done. But because of those messages in the group, mm-hmm, I still think I would have tried to find that extra one unit. Even though there was no chase for me, I was well up. Like that Seattle, that in play, that was the most unbelievable in play I've ever hit. Just for those guys that missed it, I wanted to just get everybody up. So I think I may have played a bad game, but I'm not going to make excuses. I don't think New Orleans was a bad game because by kickoff, I was convinced that Herbert was going to shit his pants. So
yeah,
but he didn't.
He's good. All right, so we're going to fly through this. We're going to get rolling here. I worry because on my betting website, I'm always like a half a point or something different than what's given out, and I'm bothered by it because I'm like, motherfucker, you know, a half a point is a motherfucker when it's 6.5 or 7. And I'm ended up with 7s when your line over there is a 6.5. I'm not thrilled. I'm like, oh, I'm fucked because California, I'm allowed one thing to bet on.
Sometimes I buy that extra line. So just look at my odds as well, because if it says 5-6 or -120 instead of -110, it means I paid $10 for that line.
Mm. Okay, because I mean, I don't even know if I'm able to do that on this website that I have. So it's very bare bones. All right, first game, Chicago goes into Carolina. I've actually looked at this, and because I hear it on the radio stations for Chicago. And they were talking about the Bears were getting points in this earlier in the week, and it was like 3. And then I saw it down to 2 and 1. And I'm like, I jumped on it this morning, and it was a pick 'em between the two of them. And then I went to like the ESPN app and it was, I think Carolina was -1.5 at the point. And so I was like, I don't need this to keep going down. So I jumped on it while it was fucking even because I think the Bears will just flat out win the fucking game. So I'm like, I would prefer to get some points. Sure. I mean, people think it's going to come down to a field goal, whatever, but Carolina's horrible in fucking stopping the run. And so that's what the Bears are going to be doing this week, is running like a fucking crazy people. Both teams are going to be running all weekend. So I will take Chicago with this, since it was a pick 'em on my thing. I think the Bears will flat out win.
I just think that, I think like we've gone against Carolina most weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm like done doing that now. I think that after they killed Atlanta last week, I mean, that was just like, I think that was more representative of you can't take Atlanta ever again.
Never.
No.
And now they got the COVID, so you can't take them at all.
No. I think this Bears team after that win against against Tampa Bay was like a highly emotional win. I think they'll have a letdown this week. I think they'll lose this game.
Okay. Houston goes into Tennessee after Tennessee just played a fucking game. How about that stiff arm by Henry? That was a grown man he threw to the fucking ground with one hand. Do you see that shit?
Yeah, slapped him around the face.
Holy fuck, he just threw his fucking ass. I would say, since I picked Buffalo to win last time by more than 3 points and then they got butt-fucked, I will pick Tennessee to win this, and I would think Tennessee is favored by... I'll go with 6.5.
No, it's just 3 points, and that might be because of the rest.
Okay. They're -3. You know what? I still think I would go with Tennessee in this one. Only 3? I think that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, well, I mean, they haven't practiced, and everybody was trying to make a negative thing out of it. They haven't practiced. Well, now I'm thinking...
They don't need to.
They proved it. Yeah, it's like, well, you know, if you haven't had all that practice, maybe you're like as fresh as a daisy, and maybe they'll just come out and win again. Plus, it's Houston, and Houston had that whole thing last week where they won against Jacksonville, where they were trying to show that it wasn't them, it was the coach was shitty, and teams sometimes come out and win like that. But yeah, I can see them like coming here and being shit again. It's difficult to bet against this Tennessee team after that. I mean, I'm almost scared too, and it's just 3 points. So,
all right, Cincinnati is going into Indianapolis. My big lock of the week last week that I wanted to fucking smash my television. Indy's at home, boy. Rivers,
you still think that's an elite defense now?
I reserve right to keep on watching. I can't judge by one game. You hope that was an anomaly. But in the beginning, I was like, look at this. They're a bend but don't break. They would get to the end and be like, no, you're not getting in. And then eventually, shit happens. But Rivers is awful. He's the weak link. And that's scary to think of, that he's the weak link. He does goofy throws.
I don't know why they got him.
Fuck. I mean, maybe they're looking at his old resume. I don't know. Cincinnati on the upswing, of course, but Indy's at home. I find Indy to be a superior team. I think Indy will be favored by 6.5.
No, you have to lay 8 points if you want.
8. Okay. Close enough. Eight. See, that's a rough number, man. That's a real rough number. I might go the other way if I was to take this. I never really go with teams with points. Like, I always don't think it's going to be close games, ever. And it always is. But I never like to take points with a team. I like to just have the flat-out wins.
And yeah, it depends give away what it points. Is and who it is. But it depends who it is and what it is. But yeah, I mean, I don't like to take a team that I think is going to lose and then take the points.
Yes,
like,
I don't either.
I don't like to take like 12 or 13 or even like, you know, 7.5 or anything like that. I just think to myself, if you think they're going to lose, why are you taking them to cover this number?
Yep.
It's hard for me to do that.
Yeah, go. I think they're going to lose, but I think it'll be less than 8. That's fucking scary. I don't ever do that. It's so rare. Like the Eagles against 49ers, I thought the Eagles were going to fucking win. So I was like, oh, and I'm getting points? That's fine. So, you know, nailed those kind of things. Is Atlanta and Minnesota even on your schedule here for points? Because this game might not be being... Oh, it is. Okay. I would say Minnesota, of course, is favored here because I will never take Atlanta again. But with that in mind, I would think Minnesota is favored by 7.
You know what's crazy here? Like, they still give Minnesota lines like they're good. It's 3.5 points. I mean, they still give Atalanta.
I was going to say Minnesota. How is only three? Yeah. So 3.5, huh? Mm. Yeah, I would go with. I would actually wait on betting on this to make sure the game happens, because that would be annoying to me to do that, and then I got to see if I'm getting money back or what the fuck is going on, you know?
Yeah, you get money back.
Denver going into New England, who hasn't played. Cam's back. I think Denver is terrible. But this is the strategy of, they haven't practiced much, though, New England, because everybody's got the fucking plague, but I think they're head and shoulders above. I would say 8.5.
Where has it gone? I'm looking at the bet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 9.5.
9.5. All right, I'm semi-close to all these kind of things. Except for Minnesota and fucking Indy and Tennessee. All right, what do you think about that? You think that's right on target, kind of?
Yeah, I'll take that because, like, if they... I didn't like it last week when they weren't going to play Cam. I didn't even actually realize that game had been canceled. Mm-hmm. That kind of slipped under the radar, but yeah, obviously it was. But yeah, I think this week they win that game. Now they have him back.
Okay. Washington goes into the Giants. Holy fuck, this is a rough one. This is so rough, I would say it's a fucking... I want to say pick them. I'll say pick them. Or 1 point.
Where's it gone here? Okay, it's the Giants are favorites by 2.5.
2.5? I would not bet this game at all. It's because the Giants look good against Dallas for a little bit, and you would figure... But Washington's got a good defense. So I think that negates everything for... You know, it was Dallas had a shit defense. So their offense looked good on the Giants, you know?
How low is the total here?
Oh, God. 25.
It's 43.
Really? Maybe they're thinking interception returns for touchdowns.
This is, like, bought up by the... the Giants played all right last week. I mean, they should have won once Dak was out. But, yeah, maybe this is bought out by the league average this year, because the totals are up to an average of 51.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're just putting games up higher, just in general. Even I would say this is about 6 points too high.
Okay, so yeah, we would take the under for this one. Mm. Baltimore goes into Philly. Good luck, Philly. Philly being at home is going to get points, and. I think they'll be nice to them because they're at home, and only say 7.5.
Where's it gone? It is 7.5. Yeah.
Hey, look at that. I get one at least every week. Like we said, we think if you think a team's going to win, take them just to win. Don't take anyone with points. I'm saying Baltimore fucking covers Eagles. That.
Yeah, me too. The Eagles could have made my week a lot worse last week because they were dead, and all of a sudden they started fucking coming back into the game against Pittsburgh, who, despite being 100%, I actually now don't think that they're good.
Yeah, right.
Because that just really changed my mind. Unless, of course, they just took their foot off the gas. But they took their foot off the gas to the point where they were up by only two, and Philadelphia had the ball right at the end, and it was a turnover that... Pittsburgh had the ball, and there was supposed to be a turnover, and I was getting really fucking pissed. And at that point, I was like, I was saying, fuck the Steelers, and I wanted the Eagles to come up there. And then they reviewed whatever it was, because I didn't even watch what it was because I was so pissed off. But somehow the Steelers got the ball back and scored and covered. But yeah, so I think the Ravens win this, but. It's really hard. Like each week, we pick against the Eagles, and now Dallas are fucked with the quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. And we knew that they were like they didn't have a defense anyway. So, do you think that someone from the East could get through with like 5 wins or something?
Oh sure, yeah. I mean, it's whoever wins that division. It's all you got to do is it's pretty much comes down to playing their own people in the division. Which. Speaking of Philly and Pittsburgh, that's our next game. It's Cleveland and Pittsburgh. God, does Cleveland finally get over the hump? I don't know, because Pittsburgh's at home. If Cleveland was at home, I might do Cleveland. But I think because Pittsburgh is home, I think they're favored by three.
3.5 now. Mm.
Okay. God, you know what? I think Pittsburgh will win the game. I'm very worried about 3.5 points, though. I could see that three. You know, I think the half is the problem. I don't know if I touch this game.
I think Pittsburgh going to lose outright.
Okay.
I just think that's it. They've got like the 4-0s against the Giants, the Broncos, the Texans, and the Eagles. All of those have won 3 games and have traveled once. The Steelers have traveled once, and they're getting another home game here. So they're going to have a terrible like road schedule coming up. I think they could lose this game because the Browns look much better than them at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like the number one defense. They had 124 rushing yards against it and 32 points.
All right.
That's the Browns did that to the Indy, who were the number one ranked defense, not the Steelers. The Steelers weren't. Well, they were, but their defense was like heavily praised.
Detroit is going into Jacksonville, and I think Jacksonville is going to be the underdog here. Detroit was supposed to be some really good team, so I would think this would be the game it would actually show in against the team. But I'll say it's 3.5 points that Jacksonville is getting.
They're already getting 3 now.
Okay.
I know that was the number before, so I looked at it earlier on in the week because someone had this as their lock of the week, some on the podcast. So,
yeah. I think Detroit actually takes care of them. I think this is a really good one actually to take too.
That was the lock actually that they took, okay. And as I was weighing it up and looked at other models and things, and like this one that I use, which actually like reevaluates the spreads on a different algorithm,
mm-hmm.
and it had Detroit coming up as 6-point favorites, not 3. So
the Jets go into Miami after cutting Le'Veon Bell, who is deciding between 3 teams now. He says one of them is Miami, which why? And then it's like Kansas City, and I think somewhere else good too. So I would take Miami in this because it is the Jets after all. And it's, you don't know which Fitz is going to show up, but I would take Miami by 7.5.
No, Miami have to lay 9.5 points here.
Yeah, I don't know if I would touch that either because you don't know which Fitzpatrick is going to show up. 9.5 is a lot.
No, I don't have an issue taking anything against the Jets now.
Oh, so now you would do it. No problem, huh?
Yeah, just because it's the Jets, I don't care if it's fucking and it's somebody, whoever it is, anybody in the league, as long as they're at home. I mean, even Denver beat them on the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can't beat anybody. They may not win a game.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. Green Bay goes into Tampa. I told you when the Bears were playing Tampa, I said the worst thing that could happen to you is the Bears beat Tampa because I don't want Tom after a loss. It just doesn't seem to happen. At least with New England, it didn't. So you're going to have to see, obviously.
This is Tom Brady like from the past.
No, this was Tom Brady from last year. So, I mean, not much has changed other than knowing what down it is. That's all. His offensive line isn't the fucking greatest, which is the way to get to him at that point. I would say because they're home, they're favored, and Green Bay would be getting points. So I would only say, though, it would be like 1.5.
No, it's a pick'em game now.
Oh, pick'em. Okay. You know what? That's it's hard to think, like, because all you've seen is Green Bay be hot. But then if you also look at it, they've played real trash teams that they could score on. And I'm like, well, Tampa has a defense somewhat, you know? So I'm very interested to see how they hold up against it. But I just don't trust to go against Tom with
the week off. We've won in New Orleans, but we haven't beaten anyone, apparently.
No, you see New Orleans. Are you confident in New Orleans? They barely fucking pulled this out against a rookie.
Well, I was confident. I was confident that we would easily beat New Orleans, and I'm confident that this is a worse team than New Orleans. This is a team that lost to New Orleans. This is a team that we're better at everywhere. Like we're getting,
except for quarterback.
We're getting Adams back this week. We've got far better quarterback. We're better coached than them as well. I trust the coaches more. We're coming off a bye. Rodgers is 8-2-1 ATS in his career off a bye week. Their run defense is falling apart. Tom Brady is 1-6-1 ATS versus teams above 500 since last year when his career basically ended. The cover percentage of 14 is the worst. What does that mean? The cover percentage of 14 is the worst. What have I written here? That doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I wrote there, but the rest, everything I said before that sentence makes
sense. See, now it all is irrelevant.
What?
Everything you've said now doesn't. Now nothing matters.
Okay. Rodgers, 8-2-1 ATS off a bye. Tom Brady, 1-6-1 ATS versus teams above 500 since last year. He's finished. Rodgers is in his peak. This
I can't wait till Rodgers is on the Bears. Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, I don't understand. This is a gift this week.
How much are you putting down on this?
Oh, I'm betting this game.
Oh, I know you are, but how much are you putting down? I want to see you go crazy.
No, I won't go crazy on. I don't go crazy on these things because, especially when it involves Green Bay or Manchester United or anything.
That's true. Yeah. Don't ever do it with your heart. Meanwhile, I go the opposite way, and the girlfriend always yells at me because she's like, "Oh, did you win money?" And I go, "I didn't bet on the Bears. What are you fucking crazy?" She's like, "They keep winning." I go, "They win by bullshit." I go, "It's not like they're a good fucking team." You know, I go, "Come on." I go completely opposite.
Because what will happen is that this may go out as a member's pick, and then I have the stress of that. Then I have the stress of betting on it. Then I have the stress of my team. It can't be like 200 on the bet, and then the clients are in for 200 deep, and then your team like are then, you know, losing their NFC position at the number one seeding. So yeah, it's all this that factors in. But objectively, like looking at it from the outside, I if I didn't support Green Bay, is this no way that this should be a pick'em game? It's Tom Brady. I don't understand how you can compare the two quarterbacks at this point of their careers.
I know it is hard for me. I mean, I have the same but the opposite, you know, because not even the I like Tom side, it's the more I hate Green Bay side. But I do try to see it in fucking regular light, and I'm like, it's hard for me to fucking bet on that kind of shit, especially like when I really want them to lose, you know, and you're like, I don't know, do I put $100 on this? It hurts too much.
If we were going to Seattle, we'd probably be like we'd probably be about a 2.5 point underdog, which makes it even more stupid because games don't tend to be won by just one or two points. So it's basically almost a pick 'em as well. And that's a far more difficult game with a far better quarterback at this point in his career.
Maybe because there's fans at the Tampa game too. I mean, not like they're screaming, but there are people there. Maybe that does it. I mean, no one's had a play. He's not had a play in front of anybody. The Rams going into San Francisco. I would say this is a nice butt-fucking game, and I would say it's 10.5.
No, it's only 3.5 points at the moment.
Oh my god!
Yeah, this team has packed up for the season. So
yes, and they want Jimmy to play again, who looked fucking horrific. And I gave Fausti shit because he goes, "Well, clearly he's not healthy with his ankle." I go, "The fucker's jogging around out there. What do you mean he's?" I go, "His arm is shit. He's having a problem out there." This might be a really fucking take it points. A doubleheader on Monday. Kansas City goes into Buffalo. Oof. Two teams off of a loss. This is a fucking... This is tough. And only because Buffalo is at home. Jesus. I will say... Ooh, this hurts. I would say Kansas City is favored, and I would say by 2.5.
No, 3.5.
3.5. That is a fucking... We might be chasing this game, depending on our picks earlier this on Saturday, Sunday. Arizona goes into Dallas.
Did you actually pick the game?
With the KC Buffalo one? I don't know if I would. I would say Kansas City wins. I worry about Buffalo's fake home field advantage.
And I'm like, on Tuesday, Tennessee were 100% in the red zone. this game is so easy for me to call.
That Kansas City's going to kill them?
Yeah, especially because they just lost.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to mention too, is say, Kansas City Tannehill, after losing?
Tannehill threw for under 200 yards and scored 42 points.
Jesus Christ.
Honestly, this is going to be a massive like butt fucking.
Jesus. Okay. All right. That's good to know. Now you have the last one is the Horse Tooth Jackass Arizona Cardinals go against the Dallas Cowgirls. I would say Arizona is going to win this game. Lot because of the quarterback situation, but I think it's like they're favored by 1.5.
Yeah. Did you see that already?
No. So they're favored by 1.5?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It sounds logical to me. Different quarterback in for Dallas who hasn't played. Dallas has a horrible fucking defense. Arizona has a lot of fucking great weapons on offense. I just think they win. And the only reason I think it's 1.5 is because Dallas is at home.
Yeah, I mean, this looks too easy. And you'd have to, like, think to yourself...
Do they rally and all that shit?
Do they rally? Was Dalton ever good? If he was ever good, is he going to be good now here for this game to show that? I mean, has he been waiting for this chance? And there's loads of factors in it centers around him. But at the same time, okay, if he comes in and he's competent, right, and he can be, you know, 75% of what Dak is.
Yeah, they Dak still don't win.
They were losing to shit teams anyway, right?
And Dak was throwing 400 yards and losing.
Right. They can't stop anybody.
No.
They can't stop anybody. The Giants scored a ton of points on them last week. And the Giants, before that, were averaging, I think, 13 points a game. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
I think Arizona would have won this anyway. So I think this is another gift this week as well. I heard somebody say that, oh, now that Dak's gone, the defense is going to know that they're going to have to, like,
right? They go, oh, like, now like, we have
what?
To play.
It's like, what are you talking about? Like, so what were they doing before? Yeah, we're good. Let's just fucking stand here like statues we'll score when we get off. Like, no one thinks like that, you fucking idiot. Like, I didn't understand that take at all. I don't see how they're going to get better because they decide to get better. Like, you can't decide to get thinner or more attractive or better at anything. Like, you can't say, oh, I'm going to get more intelligent. Like, it would require, like, you to actually go through the process of becoming more intelligent. And the process of doing that or becoming thinner or becoming better looking or becoming better at defense doesn't take fucking 6 days or a week. They're shit. They've been shit all season, and they'll be shit on Monday. So it doesn't make any difference, and they won't have a good enough quarterback to keep up this time. So that's pretty straightforward. This looks so straightforward this week again. But the thing is, last week I didn't say it was straightforward. I didn't like last week anyway. This looks like a return to a week of stuff where I could, you know, I feel good about, especially about taking all of these games and picking like 4 or 5 bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot better thoughts in this one. I wasn't thrilled with the thoughts on the last one. For locks of the week, I will go with my first. The one that I thought was first was Tennessee over Houston. And it was only 3 points for Tennessee. I think they should win by more than fucking three. And my secondary one, after I heard the fucking point spread on the fucking San Francisco and the Rams, I'll be taking the Rams.
I'm almost tempted to, like, take everything on Monday. I'm tempted to, like, bet the two games on Monday. I don't want to lock up Green Bay.
Really?
I don't want to lock us up because it'll just intensify the pressure. I'm already going to want to win it. I'm already, like, probably going to bet it out to people. I like Detroit this week, but I can't take them as a lock.
That's what's scary, too. I'm like, I really like Detroit. I will bet on Detroit, but I'm like, am I out of my mind to say the words lock Detroit? I can't say it.
See, now it becomes difficult to nail down an actual lock.
Well, why wouldn't you just take those two Monday games? What's the problem? If it is what it is, just because you don't have any skins in a game for a Sunday?
Yeah, it means I have to ride all the way through Sunday with no action. You know what? I think that Mahomes wins this game on Monday. Mm-hmm. The way I was speaking about it, like, it just...
You convinced me for sure. I'm like, I'm betting on it now.
I don't know what was wrong with Buffalo. Maybe they get... That's the problem, is just getting home and getting right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole weird... And maybe there was a whole weird thing about that game. Maybe they felt like...
They didn't want to touch the other team.
Maybe they read into all that hype and they just didn't turn up for that. Like, no, you know what? I'm going to put that down to second. So Kansas is my second choice. The game I'm most convinced about first is Green Bay.
Okay.
Tom Brady's has been, and
this yeah, you've team said that beaten, a few times.
but who's he beaten? This team ain't beaten nobody. They're getting all the media coverage this year because he's gone there and he's been at the Patriot for so long.
He shows he still has it when he's throwing four fucking touchdowns or wherever the hell it was, and when he was losing by so many against fucking the Chargers, then fucking wins shit like that. That's where it's like. There's certain guys I just don't count down. The same way I don't count Rodgers. Rodgers could be down three touchdowns. I'm not comfortable. I've seen it way too many fucking times, especially against my team. I see it. I don't fucking like it. So I go, no, I am never fucking betting that kind of shit.
But we will score. We will score points here. So, like, I don't know. It's so difficult because it's like
this will be the hardest defense he does go against. And I mean, I'm not saying they're world beaters, but it will be the hardest out of the group that you've seen so far.
I gotta be honest with you. Alongside Detroit, Green Bay, Arizona, and KC, there's nothing between them. You could slide a piece of paper between how I feel about those four games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a fucking shot in the dark here to go with Green Bay and KC here. They're the two teams. I like that as well because they're the two teams that will play out the Super Bowl. So, yeah, that makes it better.
All right. That is your NFL rundown, and we're one day later than usual because there's no games on Thursday. So we could do that. We were going to push it back even longer.
I mean, you should scrap the Thursday game anyway. I've done terrible on that game.
It's usually a shitty fucking matchup. So Tuesday, I enjoyed Tuesday Night Football. You can find all my nonsense at Lingus Mafia, that is on Twitter. And our new project on Twitter is Tweets on a Pole. If you want to go there, you'll see what that's all about if you are into the world of wrestling. Billy, for your betting packages, where should everyone go?
Yeah, head over to lockbetting.com to get my betting packages. I've just come off a losing week in the NFL, so that's the first one.
And we're honest. When we fuck up, we fuck up.
Yeah, I always think first. That's like it's almost less likely now. Like in terms of, I feel like
you feel like Tom Brady, you're gonna bounce back, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like it's out of the way. And I was like, I was really trying to, as I spoke on the top of the show, I was really trying to hold on to that. And I don't think they were four spots, because there was more than enough reason to take Buffalo and the Saints. But now I think, looking at these games this week, and it's obvious, then there's some totals there as well. There's loads of good overs I didn't even talk about, which I'm not going to, because I'll save it for my members at lockbetting.com. And there's a couple of good unders as well. Like, I mean, clear cut overs and unders that will play, teasers as well. Like, you can tease the shit out of these games this week. Like, take, you know, taking that, like, you know, just a game like Miami. Like, instead of, like, playing that 8 or 9, you can play Miami -2 and chuck it in with something, and you won. Like, so, and there's loads of games to tease down this week. So, yeah, it's a really good-looking week that I think that we'll bounce back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, go get that bounce-back week and make some money. I'm Cab Manning. He's Billy Body. We'll talk to you next week.